The Master's Playground. Welcome back to the Master's Playground. Hi, loves. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Welcome to Friday, the hour of love, the day of love. Beautiful. So we are embracing a whole new type of topic, right? You may recall that last week we ended up exploring, you know, and really embracing with our guest, Star Sargenti, the ability to go ahead and, you know, do our soul's work, really embrace that. And so for this week, the topic is incubation, gestation, and birth. So what we're embracing for this week is, all right, that's great, you know, live from your heart, you know, and I have this dream. So how do we go about doing it? Well, we're going to go ahead and dive into that experience. But first, let's go ahead and, you know, take a moment to bow to the divine teacher within. And we do so by chanting the Adi Mantra three times. And the Adi Mantra is literally stilling ourselves, placing our hearts or our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras. We take a deep breath in and chant along. For those seasoned yogis out there, you know what's up. Go ahead and feel free to join me. And for those of you that are new, I simply invite you to hit pause and experience the vibration. Okay, all right. So with that, placing our hands in front of our heart chakra in prayer position, take a deep breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, we'll begin. Om. Embracing incubation, gestation, and birth. Incubation. The act of keeping an organism, a cell, or a cell culture in conditions favorable for growth and development. Gestation. The process of carrying or being carried in the womb between conception and birth. Birth. The beginning or origin of something. So go ahead and, you know, meditate a little bit on what the three major steps are. And we'll dive into our first song, which happens to be one of my all-time favorite songs. Now, she's a little lengthy, but, you know, it's called Godsend by Beat Happening. And this is from the early 90s during the whole grunge days. So I invite you to enjoy.
Just the things you do. Yeah.
You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Thank you so much for tuning in, my loves. Yes, party people. Wow, today has been kind of interesting, hasn't it? Yeah. I don't know. There's a gentle calm after this full moon lunar eclipse. And I don't know about you, party people, but this lunar eclipse really brought about a lot of epiphanies, at least in my experience. I'm hoping that it did the same for you, you know, on some level. But what's really interesting is that we're still sort of vibrating, you know, from all this information that came in. At least I am, you know, I'm sort of like, whoa, you know, it's as if the magic carpet ride just got a little bit more trippy, you know, like, I'm like, wait a minute, man. Wow. What's going on? This is so groovy. So yeah, that is my state of being today. So with that, let's dive into the episode. Incubation, gestation, and birth. Right. We'll start by stating that, or reminding everyone, your soul chose to come here. It did so to have an experience, to self-realize, to embrace the principle of unity, and to be co-creators. We came to Earth, which is not the easiest of planets, man. You know, it's a very hard knocks kind of wow reality. But we came here in order to learn those lessons. Regardless of our race, our color, our creed, or what part of the world we're from, we all sense that we are one. And it is until we learn how to live with each other and to be tolerant of each other and to be kind and helpful and to understand that we all have the same concerns in life, and to do what we can to make the world a better place. Until we do all of that, then we haven't really learned our lessons. And it is that reason that we keep coming back. We keep coming back, lifetime after lifetime. The principle of unity is an important one. It's not an accident that we're all diverse. And, you know, and that we are embracing these concepts under this tapestry of diverse cultures. So in essence, you're dealt a hand that your spirit signed up for, right? So that already is communicating that there's another realm, right? Where hands have been shaken, you know, or like, okay, man, you're going to show me this and I'm going to show you that. Right on. Oh my gosh, wait, that's going to hurt, but right on, let's do this. Because we're one. It's kind of magical. So here we are, you know, in this physical realm, dealing with the hand that we're, you know, dealt, right? And we have free will to play this in a numerous amount of ways, the hands that were, you know, kind of like a game of cards. How are we going to play it, you know? And that really comes down to, you know, it depends on your talent, your connection with who you really are, who you associate with, in other words, the frequency that you're vibrating and attracting. Yeah. And it is there that the consequences will result with how you play. So in other words, there will be consequences that will result from your playing a certain way. So with that, I just wanted to go ahead and start off by reminding everyone that, yeah, man, we signed up for this. We really did. And we have agreements with everyone in our experience. So meditate on that and really start to embrace just how precious everything really is. As we proceed into the episode, we're going to move further into exploring the work that we do. But first, let's play this song. Enjoy. I've ever shared this, but Depeche Mode is by far my all-time favorite band. Definitely. You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and tonight's topic is incubation, gestation, and birth. So really what we're talking about is, all right, so we have this dream, right? We have this dream, this thing that we're being called to, right? And, you know, we hear it left and right. Live your, you know, follow your bliss, do all of this, right? And then all of a sudden, it's like, you feel you can do it, or you can, you know, but there's always something, and like, I don't know, and you know, there's always like some weird process that complements it. And for some people, they are able to accelerate and really manifest quickly. And for others, it just kind of comes in increments, but it never really goes to the level that they're seeking, right? And it has everything to do with you. It has everything to do with you, how you are allowing. So really, our hopes and dreams is sacred, and it's meant to be protected. You know, to be a co-creator. How is it we manifest a life that we want? In my experience, it is quite literally allowing God to flow with us, through us, from us, and for us. And that's just me. I'm just saying, you know, I do believe I found the secret sauce, my loves. I really do. So I don't know. I would, you know, grab a little pencil, hit a little record. You know, yeah, everybody manifests in different ways, but my truth and the truth of those that are close in my reality, what I consider to be my soul sisters and brothers, I am seeing that the common factor is that. So how do we go about doing that? You know, and you've heard it in previous episodes, but I'm going to do a little rinse and repeat and expansion on this. Because we're literally at a point right now where, like it or not, the universe is calling us to live our authentic truths, right? So it's like, for many, we're like, yeah, right on. You know, like I've said it before. It's like riding a magic carpet ride, and I feel like I'm surfing, and it's like, wow, man, this is so groovy. And then I hear, or, you know, can feel, you know, some of the frustration of what I would consider to be more acquaintances out there, you know, or perhaps in some of my, the clients that turn to me and they're, you know, with tarot card readings, I feel their block, their frustrations. So the advice, this is the secret sauce. Here we go. We begin by embracing our heart's desire. Okay? That idea that keeps grabbing your attention over and over and over again. Now, ideas are going to come and go, right? I mean, welcome to the monkey mind, right? Oh, yeah, I have this idea, and maybe this and that, and da 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 da. It's like a treadmill. It's crazy. Keep it going, right? The difference is to ask yourself, of all the ideas that are going through you, right? And what geniuses we are. We have all these ideas, right? Which one really connects with your heart? I mean, really, really connects with your heart. It just, you feel your heart light up. There's an excitement. There's just a natural yes to it all. Not a, maybe. Well, maybe I should try that. And you know, no. You know, throw those away. It's the one that feels like the Mack truck full of, like, the biggest light in the world coming from just out of your chest. Yeah. That, my loves, that is divine information. That is your calling. So first we begin with successfully embracing that which your spirit, which, remember, our chakras connects to your heart, is talking to you. It's like, this is why you're here. This is what you're meant to do. Right? Okay, so we find it. What's next? What happens? Right? And a lot of people, this is usually where it gets a little muddled. It's like, but I'm supposed to be doing this. What am I, why is it not happening? Why is what, you know, left and right, questions. Well, the next thing that we're, you know, that I did, you know, and I'll get more into, you know, how it worked out in my world later, but the next thing, the next process in manifesting is to gestate it. We have to protect it like a pregnancy, right? And for the guys that are listening, just go with me on this. You know, protect it. You know, you guys are protectors. That's what you do, you know? But for everyone across the board, we have this inspiration that's vibrating. That is our divine calling. That is part of the reason. I'm not going to say the whole reason, but it's the biggest reason that you are here. It's the work that you're meant to be doing. So we're protecting it like a pregnancy. Otherwise, it will be too premature, right? Like, we have this idea, and then, you know, if we get into like, oh my God, I have to make it happen, da-da-da-da-da, it's like literally yanking a seed out before it even has the opportunity to sprout, before it even has the opportunity to grow into this luscious tree that is your life. All because of our own fear, our own doubt, our own ego of wanting things now. So we have to nurture it. Keep it close to you. Like a divine mother who is about to give birth. Right? It is in the nurturing where the journey begins to materialize. Right? And it's not a just add water process. It's not something where like, okay, I've been, you know, nurturing this for X amount of time and why isn't it sticking or da-da-da-da-da, you know, man, our ego loves to jump in and just go, you know, just totally chew apart, you know, this beautiful gift that we're giving ourselves. You know, I started the show by stating that our souls chose to come here. Guess what? That information that's vibrating from your heart, that is literally part of the party, you know? That it's like we dive into this consciousness and go, I am going to be doing this when I'm, you know, in that realm called Earth, you know? But I have to encounter, you know, deal with myself. I have to deal with others. Really, we have to deal with a whole lot of negativity, a lot of ego, and a lot of shock, you know, in just these erratic displays that we can do to ourselves and that others, and that we do onto others and others do onto us. So it can get kind of hectic out here, you know, on planet Earth. It's a very primal kind of thing, man, you know. So we have to nurture it and protect it. When you have an idea, it's not about grabbing the megaphone and going, I'm going to do this. Everyone check it out. Oh my God. Oh my God. You know, when you're truly inspired and you know this is what you want, protect it. Hold it close to you. Walk and vibrate that truth within you. So as we move forward in this manifesting stage, right? So here we are, we're inspired. We know we've identified what it is that we really are meant to be doing. We then go into protection mode, you know? And that means that you have to do your work. So in other words, it's like kind of going off to go and see the sensei to prepare to be a master. You know what I mean? It's like you have to do that within you. You have to coach yourself. Right? Now, this is getting a little esoteric, I know. But just come with me on this journey, man, because this is my truth. That's all I'm saying. And I'm shrugging. For those of you who are not watching the video, I'm shrugging right now. I'm like, hey, man, this is just my truth, man. This is how I flow in those that party with me, you know. All right. So little by little and day by day, we work on our heart's desire. Little by little. Not like, oh my God, it has to all happen right now. I keep saying that, right? And I say that for a specific reason. Because it's a nurturing process. Look at Mother Earth and how she produces everything with seasons and change, you know, and really, really connect to the fact that there is this beautiful, glorious process. And as you work on your heart's desire, your work is to get out of your own way. And that means the ego. That means you connecting to your divine self. That means literally and continually vibrating success. This is where we pay our dues. This is where we do the work. So for example, let's say you're being called to write a book, right? Every day, little by little, write. Every day, little by little, trust. And every day, little by little, allow yourself to vibrate success. Right. And along the way, when it comes to the manifesting part, some of the work involved is that you have to remind yourself that you're not doing something to get something. Okay? You do it because it's your heart that wants to do it. Don't append, you know, all these expectations on it. You know, I really want to do this because I want that. You know, our work is to focus solely on simply cherishing what it is that our heart is asking of us. And that's where the magic happens. When we literally are one with just that perspective, that's when everything becomes very magical. The right people, the right places, the right things start to manifest. Why? Because you are completely one with the divine. Yes. Right. It's about you being you. You know? Not what it is you think you have to do. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and dive into our next song. So I want you to, you know, start thinking about what it is that you want to start in your world, or what it is that you know you have to start in your world. Enjoy this song.
You gotta be starting something. You gotta be starting something. But how to get?
do believe that Michael Jackson knows what, you know, knew what he was talking about. He left us with so much knowledge, man. Right on. If you have not bonded with his music as of late, I highly recommend that you pull it up. Yes. So we are talking about incubation, gestation, and birth. So how do we take that life purpose, that dream, and make it reality? You know, we talked about how to identify it with really connecting with what's truly in our heart. Then we talked about protecting it, not getting erratic and feeling like, oh, and allowing the ego to take over and say, oh, you know, where is it? Why isn't it happening? Da-da-da-da-da, you know, all that stuff. Excuse me. Protect it, nurture it. You work on it every day, vibrating success. Vibrating success. So I'm going to, you know, get a little practical here. But before I do, I just want to say this one other thing. It's really about allowing our authentic self to exist. Literally. So how did I go about doing it? So once upon a time, way back in the day.com. Anyways, you know, I've always been called, always throughout the history of my life. I'm like, I really want to do, you know, broadcasting. I really want to do video editing. I really want to just communicate spirituality. I want to help people. I want to do this and that. I want to be in service. I want to have this and that. You know, I have a lot of visuals, right? And I have a lot of things that I'm protecting. So finally, what ended up happening is I decided to get serious about it. And I did so by connecting with my spirit. You know? And like I said, all my life, I've been hearing the messages all my life. Do music, you know, Chrissy. Do productions. Do broadcasting. And every time I thought about it, my heart would just light up. Light up. So how did I start? Well, I knew that I needed to get out of my own way. So I started by embracing my spirituality. I started with doing my very first 40-day meditation. And I'm like, okay, what is this gonna do, you know? And mind you, I was like kicking it with Kundalini, you know, peeps for a while. And I was like, yeah, man, oh my God, this hurts. And, you know, meaning like, oh my God, I have to hold it for how long and all this stuff. I was like, struggling through it. I'm like, I don't know, you know. Then finally, boom, I'm gonna do it. Like nothing was gonna stop me. I had resolved that I'm going to be a master in this lifetime. That's it. It's like, if you're really gonna do this, Christine, if you really want to, Christine, yeah, you guys now know my full name. You know, if you're really gonna do this, then you have to own it. You have to own it. Not from an ego, but truly from that phoenix perspective of like, ah, this is my truth. Right? In addition to doing a 40-day meditation, I started cutting out all negativity in my life. Chop. I devoted myself to allowing time every day to my connection with spirit and my work. Every day making music. Every day, meditation. Every day, allowing information to literally start to filter in. And this all led to, boom, literally, the radio show, being part of CIA, the Cosmic Intelligence Agency. And it wasn't as if I was like, you know, out there chasing it. Like, oh, I've got to have it. This is a really important part. This is a really important part in the gestation process. You have to allow it to come to you. You have to allow it to come to you. Your work is literally to simply maintain your connection to the divine. That's it. That's how you do it. So now, in my journey, there's additional things that I'm about to give birth to. And the way that I'm going to keep embracing it is by keeping to nurture all of the skill sets that I require in my journey. Teacher's training. Surrounding myself with masters. Embracing like-minded people, such as those in the Cosmic Intelligence Agency. The Magi soundscopes. Embracing everything, planetary frequencies, numerology, all of it, putting it all together, putting it out there. Why? The collective consciousness, information, sharing. It's part of my divine purpose. And the other thing to remember with all of this, right, is that we cannot cut corners. You know, we can't speed up the process. You just have to keep trusting, allowing, and embracing the divine. The how is always answered by God, the divine. You have nothing to do with the how. Yeah, you have everything to do with, you know, the alignment that you have, that trust. That's the ultimate surrender. And that's when magic happens. Yes. Wow, man, an hour flies by quick. What? Quick. Yes. So, it is customary on the Master's Playground to go ahead and conclude each episode by embracing the energies, understanding which energies we can anticipate for the coming week through the divine tool of utilizing Kabbalah Tarot. Right? I always like to go, what is going to happen.com, right? We ended up getting the Seven of Wands. Right. So what is happening with the Seven of Wands? Well, there's an expectation that something will happen. We kind of intuit that there's something about to go down.com, right? The advice with this is to move forward in sustaining higher ground for yourself. Keep elevating yourself. Don't allow the ego to go, hey, where is it? What's going on? Keep elevating yourself. Keep elevating and surrendering to trust. So that's an invitation for the coming week. Keep allowing. Yeah. Then I also like to ask, okay, then what? What else can we anticipate, right? And we ended up getting a very magical card, one of my favorite cards, the Ace of Swords. So what's happening here? This is essentially, we are starting new. It's a eureka moment. We are about to have a eureka moment greet us, right? So literally we're going to go ahead and start off the week with like completely going, yeah, okay. Keep trusting, keep allowing, and then wah, the Ace of Swords. With the Ace of Swords, it is that eureka moment. And it is essentially the idea of wanting to do new things. It also means that we are liberating ourselves from limitations and restrictions that have held us back. Yielding the sword of reason and intellect is a stage of our evolution when we begin to understand the true nature of wisdom. A product not of the mind or the heart alone, but the union of acumen and feelings, refined by the power of spirit within. The sword then becomes the instrument that we use to sculpt the excess from our life and liberate ourselves of the imaginary burdens that we're ready to leave behind. So it's going to be a very empowering week, my loves. It really is. Yeah. Keep doing your work.com, essentially. Keep trusting, even when things aren't falling into place just yet. And that's the key thing, too, with manifesting, you know? Just keep trusting. An ascended master, I'm going to go ahead and conclude with, you know, sharing an ascended master who came by with a little advice for us all. And we have Apollo. What? The sun god? Yes, Apollo has graced us with his presence. And this card indicates for us to focus upon our strengths. This card reminds us to focus upon our strengths and not any perceived weaknesses. Our strengths can include our loving hearts, pure intentions, people skills, hobbies, and something that you excel in. Even if things still need polishing, these strengths and assets are what we should be focusing upon. The more you bless and appreciate your strengths, the stronger they will grow. If you focus upon so-called weaknesses, the stronger that will grow. So it's a little reminder for us to have compassion with ourselves. So anytime that you find yourself completely tripping on yourself and going, I don't know, or whatever, and negative Nelly, what have you, that is the moment that you shift into focusing on your strengths. So that's the advice from the cosmos, my loves. So with that, thank you so much for tuning in to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. I love you all. I'll close out with a blessing and a satnam. May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Have a beautiful week. Bye. Bye.
Love yourself. 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 Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
one.
We are
one.
We are
we are
the divine,
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 the divine.
Blessings,
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 blessings.
The Master's Playground.